Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Always a pleasure when you can tune in and join us here on Close Up Radio. We really appreciate it. We also appreciate our very special guest continuing our exclusive series, Dr. Victoria J. Monlock, discussing the mystique of perimenopause, menopause, and hormone replacement. And when it comes to women's health complaints, many doctors fail to listen to patients or really even take time to get to the root cause of their problems. They're not always able to help women separate myth from reality so they can come to grips with what's really going on inside them. So their problems with perimenopause, which we're going to really focus on today, and also menopause and even menstruation, are shrouded in wonder and disinformation. What's really cool about our guest is she cares deeply. She's a top-ranked OBGYN with nearly 40 years of practical experience, and she's been doing this for a long time, and she is an expert in the field. She not only looks at hormone connection to women's health concerns, but has made it her mission to raise awareness of it. Overall health, well-being, balance leads to the happiness and satisfaction in life. That doctor is Dr. Victoria J. Monlock. We talked about her books as well, Full Bloom and Blossoming. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as well. But I do want to let you know, if this is your first time listening, Dr. Monlock has received professional accolades and has for years. Four-star rated by the U.S. News & World Report, named Best in Medicine by the American Health Council, in each honor for her achievements in women's health specialty. She's extraordinary. We're going to dive right in because we have a lot to talk about in our exclusive series. Now, last week, if you missed it, if you're just joining us now, I encourage you to go back into the archives and hear the conversation, very insightful conversation, where we talked about the myths versus truths about PMS and menstruation. And we tied in her book, Blossoming, as well, which ties in beautifully to that. On this segment, this episode, we're going to focus and dig in deep on the myths versus truths about perimenopause. Again, the doctors, the experts, she's been doing this for decades, and we really appreciate her knowledge and her expertise, her wit and wisdom, and sharing it with us here exclusively on Close Up Radio. Dr. Monlock, thank you very much for joining us. A pleasure to have you here, and welcome back to the show as we continue the series together today.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
You are very, very welcome, my friend. I tell you, this is really eye-opening, and I want to let folks know, too, you have, which we'll mention during the course of the show, you have a YouTube channel as well where people can get some great resource and updated videos that you personally create for the viewers, which I think is sensational. But focusing on this episode for the next 30 minutes on myths versus truths about perimenopause, let's talk about that. One myth, I believe, is that the very length of perimenopause and its symptoms can be long, can be short. Doctors frequently define perimenopause as the year before menopause, but that's, I guess, not really true, right?
Well, if you think about, we want definitions to be able to be functional, and perimenopause is, according to medicine, you're absolutely right, they call it 1 year before menopause, which just begs the question, okay, then when is menopause? And it's not an exact age. You don't just suddenly flip a light switch and voila, you're in perimenopause, or voila, you're in menopause. So it's not a functional definition because it depends on when menopause happens, which is an event that happens after perimenopause. You know, it doesn't even equate as to how can you define when you're there. So it's a retrospective definition, which means it's good for academics, it's good for research, but it doesn't give any practical help to a patient to know if that's where she is or not. So that are in the trenches, most patients that are trying to sort through what their abnormal bleeding is all about, what their 20-pound weight gain is all about. Doc, I didn't change anything. Why is this weight packing on? What am I doing wrong? You know, those are things that docs in the trenches are seeing and patients are experiencing. So how can we let a silly definition like perimenopause get in the way of what we really need to do to try to help women understand the journey that they're on? Because we all go through this journey. It's something that starts with puberty and ends with menopause. Of course it does. And in the middle, we have our childbearing times and we have our family and our careers and our husband, and then life goes on. But when our body betrays us, and when we think we know what our body is going to do, and then we hit the decade of our fours and we go, I think I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but the wrong side of the bed keeps happening.
Right. You keep waking up on just that that one side. Yeah, it's really interesting when you look at it, you know, and that's one of the great things that you do is you dig deep into all of this. Another myth about perimenopause is that, boom, it's like a flash. It's all of a, it's sudden. It comes out of nowhere. Is that true, or is it something that sort of progresses gradually, or is it different for each person?
It's different for each person, but think about it. The only thing that a body does suddenly is break something, right? If you fall and you break a bone, boom, that's sudden, okay? But even when you eat food and it's sugary, you get a sugar high, but that still takes 5-10 minutes. So the body doesn't do anything suddenly, and that just defies logic, right? In other words, hormone progression through our 20s, 30s, and 40s, even month to month to month, there's going to be variation in the amount of female hormone that we make. And therefore, by definition, we also get variation in the male hormone that we make. They're tied together like a teeter-totter. When your female goes up, your male goes down. So when your female goes down, guess what, ladies? Your male goes up. Well, what happens with male hormone going up is great for guys, not so great for women. You know, you get hair on your upper lip. Ooh, yuck. We go and get that waxed off. You get sideburns. Oh, gross. No, we shave that off. We get increased weight gain. Well, that's the bane of every woman out there. We get acne. Well, who needs that in your 30s or 40s or 50s?
Right.
Or back knee. Good Lord. Or, you know, your spouse or your friend asks you a question and you go, what? What are you asking me? So you get this aggressive response. And sometimes you know that that's what you're doing, but you can't stop yourself from not doing it. So those are things that you just have to understand. It's not always what you're wanting to do. It's what your body is responding to, and that's changing hormone levels. So perimenopause is just the quote-unquote time, which can be 5, 10, even 15 years before you actually stop making hormone. But you've peaked, and now at the peak coming down, it may be a smooth drop down. It may be a pretty bumpy, rocky trip down. Think of skiing. Are you going down a smooth slope, or are you in the moguls?
Right. Right. And there's a difference between the two. Yes, a big difference. Yeah.
Big difference. Yes.
That's something when you think about it, right? You know. Also, there is this other myth, and this is great. This is such a great, you know, resource to be able to dispel with an expert such as yourself, these myths that sometimes get passed down from generation to generation, and people just keep, you know, habitually doing the same things that might not even necessarily work for them individually. You always hear, don't mess with Mother Nature. She took our hormones away because we don't need them. Once we stop having babies, of course, women. Let's hear the truth, doctor, about all that messing with Mother Nature. Boom.
Well, you know, Mother Nature is, of course, a force to be reckoned with. We all know that. But I want you to think, really, just sit back in your chair for a second and think about how long do you think that the concept of perimenopause and menopause has even been around in the world of medicine. And I want you to think, did your grandmother talk about menopause? No, of course not.
No,
she was simply told the curse is gone.
Yes.
That was the term that was used.
Yeah.
And
there was no discussion about that and no discussion about
colonoscopies.
None.
No. And they were told, all you have to do is get through this meaning abnormal periods, PMS, weight gain. They never defined it. They just said, well, all this goofy bleeding that women do is your lead up. This is your curse, okay? The curse of women once you're done having children. This is God's cruel joke to women is we're going to do all this goofiness. And then when you finally get through on the other end, then the curse is gone. That's the way medicine used to talk to women. And if you realize that the term menopause has only been coined and identified in the world of medicine, 1912. Now think about that. 1912. That means menopause has really only been around for 100 years. And we still don't have a scientific explanation or definition of what menopause is. The menopause in the world of medicine is a year without periods. Well, you talk to any woman out there, and they're going to tell you, yeah, I can go a year, and then I had another period, and then I had them regular for a couple of months, then they went irregular again, and then they quit, and then I still got another one. So in other words, there is no scientific definition of what is menopause. Therefore, if perimenopause is the year before this unexplainable event called menopause, then how do we ever define perimenopause if we can't even define menopause? Yet medicine doesn't give us any help in that question. So my research and my work has centered around we follow hormone levels. That gives us hard numbers. We can graph, we can trend, and we can tie symptoms that women are having to what their hormone levels are trending and doing on their own personal hormone graph. Now you've got something that you can follow. You can actually be predictive based on trending as to what somebody's trend looks like. And we know when you stop making hormone, your levels are going to be low instead of in functional territory, whether you're having a regular bleeding or not. So the whole concept of putting some science and then trending those scientific levels to what your symptoms are, that's what medicine is currently missing. That's my approach that I do with my patients, and I have tremendous success helping them manage their perimenopause. You're never going to not have perimenopause. It's going to be there. So it's how do you manage it? How do you know what's coming and what, as we work our 40-hour work weeks, take care of our families, do everything that we do in our busy lives, how do we manage and not let it manage us? That's the trick.
Right, exactly. Having control, taking control. And one of the most important things is reaching out to somebody like you. Oftentimes, like you say, it's not dinner table conversation. It's not something that people generally talk about, and they suffer in silence. But suffering in silence is not the way to do it. So reaching out to somebody like you is extraordinarily important, isn't it? Taking that first step. Don't need to. You won't be embarrassed. It's not shameful, or it's helpful overall to reach out to an expert like you, right?
Well, it's knowledge, and all of us want to feel like we can manage our health. We all want to manage our health. We want to manage our weight. We want to manage our moods. We want to manage how we feel. And if instead there's a force going on in your body that you can't explain, and you go to the doctor with a laundry list of 5 or 6 symptoms, and they sound disjointed, like, oh, doc, I can't sleep. I can't concentrate. I'm moody. I'm bloated. Oh, and I'm so constipated, I can't stand it. Oh, but I have bladder frequency, and I'm going every half an hour, and if I stand up with a full bladder, I might leak. And oh my gosh, my joints are achy. What do you think is going on? And docs in traditional Western medicine are taught, okay, take that first symptom. I can't sleep, insomnia. Oh, that must mean you need to do a sleep study. You know, we'll try a sleeping pill first. And they ignore everything else the patient just said. Or they hear, I can't concentrate. Oh, my goodness, it must be ADHD, adult style. So let's try this medication. So Western medicine is very, very focused on you have this symptom, I have a solution for you. But give them a list of 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 or even more symptoms, and they go, oh, my goodness, wait a minute, you're a mess, is what their head is saying to them. They hopefully don't say that to the patient, but that's what they're thinking. I think she needs to see a psychiatrist. Maybe she's just depressed. And we need to put her on antidepressants. Oh, that's a good place to kick her. You know, and honestly, because docs always want to have an answer for you. But now you've come in with 6 things or 8 things, and they can't give you 6 or 8 answers. We don't have that much time. Oh, my gosh, we only had 6 minutes, and you just gave me 6 symptoms. So, goodness gracious, well, that's 5 more appointments to talk about that. And women want somebody who understands, no, this is hormonal. This all lumps under the category of hormone imbalance. And do you know the relief that I see on a woman's face when I tell them, I know exactly what's going on with you. This is hormone imbalance. The way past months or years, just you can visibly see it fall off of their shoulders. And their brow relaxes and they go, oh my God, I thought I was going crazy. No, you're not. You're simply going perimenopausal. And your hormones are out of balance. And we simply need to rebalance them. this is what it's going to take. We'll draw some blood levels, and we're going to follow this with you. I'm here with you every step of the way. Do you know what a wonderful, wonderful feeling that is to have a doctor say, I am with you every step of the way?
Mm-hmm.
I've got your back. I've got you covered. Wow.
You just described yourself. That's what you do. That's what you're all about. That's what you're all about. Yeah. Which is
it's amazing.
Thing.
I have women that when you tell them that, they literally, the tears just drop down their cheeks. Nobody has ever told them that this is common. You are not alone. This is something every woman goes through, but they may not verbalize it in the same way you just did, or their symptoms may be different than yours. But every woman has her walk down this road of perimenopause into menopause. And so that doesn't mean we can't help women walk that road, that we can't help them figure it out. Of course we can. We simply have to realize that we need the hormone balance and know where your hormone levels are and balance them and follow them. It's really not that difficult if you realize that that's the task that needs to be done.
Yes, right, exactly. And I just want to say to the audience listening that we were on television shoots there at her practice in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and what I was tasked with, not with the doctor there and not with the doctor directing what we should say or how her clients and patients should respond, they freely responding directly to me and on camera in very deep emotional ways about the care that they get from Dr. Monlock, about the treatment, about the listening, about the different methodologies and techniques that she uses, but also the fact that she takes the time to listen and she truly cares. And you mentioned people being brought to tears. These patients of yours that I spoke to, with you not even in the room, you had no idea what they were going to say, brought to tears the minute they started talking about you and the relationship with you, doctor to patient, patient to doctor. And I saw it firsthand, and it wasn't scripted, and it wasn't produced, and it wasn't created. It was all authentic and real. So I would imagine, doctor, because I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but I'll be happy to do it for you, being there and seeing it all and experiencing it and feeling it all, you must get that a lot from your patients, that kind of reaction, that deep emotional reaction that can be very, very a real blessing for you.
Well, it's such a comfort to know that when somebody has been looking for such a long time and they've been dismissed by their other doctors, or they've been told it's not important, or they've been told, I've got the answer for you, and it didn't do anything for the symptoms that they're having, you get frustrated and you get not only angry, but you get almost complacent that nobody knows and that you're the only one out there that has these symptoms. And there could be nothing further from the truth. You are not alone. Every woman has their journey. And it's going to look a little different for each person, but it's the same journey we all have to walk. So realize that you simply need to find somebody who's going to listen and who's going to realize that, yes, there is a way we can help you. And, you know, I write books about how I do this, and in the back of both Blossoming and in the back of Full Bloom, there's a chapter that I write on how to talk to your doctor, because not all physicians are comfortable in the world of hormone balancing. And so I list for you the labs that you should ask your doctor to draw. And I also put the statement in there that if your doctor won't or is not comfortable drawing them for you, then contact my office, and I will draw them for you. We have patients coast to coast that will draw their labs and, you know, help them through the beginning of their journey, and their doctor has different comfort levels of helping them either start or manage their journey, and they end up back with us saying, okay, next steps, what do we do next? And we help them even if they're in California or New York or Texas or wherever. It's something that no matter where you are, there is help there. And so use Full Bloom and Blossoming as resources. Look at the list of labs that you can get drawn. And if your doctor's uncomfortable, then contact my office. We'd be more than happy to help you through this journey or starting this journey.
That's really fantastic. I tell you, you know, women think as well, once they hit perimenopause, blood level testing isn't necessary, right? Is that a truth or is that another not-so-true statement?
Not-so-true statement. It is imperative because remember I mentioned the teeter-totter. So perimenopause, and as we are, you know, heading toward the romantic sunset of our menopause or of our menstrual career, well, it's not so romantic because it's kind of a rocky road and there's lots of potholes in that road. And so that trip down that last part into menopause is very up and down with female levels, which remember the teeter-totter. If you're going up with female, you're going down with male. But if you're going down with female, you're going up with male. So 1 month to the next month to the next month, your body chemically may tell you this month you're more female than male. Oh, next month, no, you're more male than female. Sorry. And then the month after that, well, you're kind of balanced, you know, equals, you know, male, female. Oh, now we're back to female. So it's a very schizophrenic time in that perimenopausal, you know, from, you know, basically your later 40s. It can be a really rocky road, and knowing where you are is three quarters of the battle. Then it's managing what we do with those changing numbers and changing what your symptoms are and helping you maneuver and manage through these until we do get you through to the other side, to menopause. But then we manage you menopausally as well.
Incredible. Mention the website that you'd like to direct people to, doctor, so they can make further connection.
Well, the website that will give you the most information, and in particular, the most information for also getting a free consult, which is always good, free is always good, is RHM, that's Robert Herbert Michael, or rhm.care, C-A-R-E, /VJ Mondlock, M-D. That's V-J, my initials, Mondlock, M-O-N-D-L-O-C-H-M-D. So again, rhm.care /VJ-N-D-L-O-C-H-M-D.
Our very special guest, innovative and highly acclaimed OBGYN, Dr. Victoria J. Mondlock. Again, we encourage you to make contact with her. Ask questions. She's very responsive. You also have the YouTube channel as well.
Yes, and it is, Hey Doc, What's Up?
It's perfect. So, I love it.
It's
love
many
it.
Times what patients walk into the office saying, so it was the perfect title.
And for some reason, whenever I hear it, I always crave carrots.
<That's>, love it.
And, of course, author of Full Bloom and as well as Blossoming. And if you'd like to learn more about the books, definitely go to the website as well. Thank you, Dr. Mondlock. Always eye-opening, insightful. You're so enthusiastic and passionate and knowledgeable, and we appreciate your time today. And it was a pleasure, as always, and looking forward to continuing the series next week here on Close Up Radio. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
You take care. Dr. Victoria J. Monlock. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another guest right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, take care, be well, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.